The Defense Department is a few days away from certifying to Congress that the patient data in its electronic health record is interoperable with Veterans Affairs and private sector medical providers. But it's still a far cry from the seamless health record system the two departments envisioned a few years ago.
The box that DoD says it will check by the end of this week is in response to one of several mandates in the 2014 Defense Authorization Bill, in which Congress expressed its frustration with the two departments' slow progress toward health record integration. The Pentagon says it will certify that the data in its systems now complies with the national standards set by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT, which are also used by private health systems and which VA has been instructed to use as well. DoD is about a year late in complying with a mandate to comply with the ONC standards. But Chris Miller, the department's program executive officer for healthcare management systems, says there's a reasonable explanation for that. The 2014 NDAA only ordered DoD to make its outpatient data compliant with the ONC guidelines.
When we met with our functionals, and I'm here to tell you, I don't measure success for DoD. I measure success by what our users say. And so when we started down this journey to do this data mapping and understand what they wanted to be able to access in an integrated view as the NDAA required, they came back and said, it's much more than your outpatient data. It's your inpatient data. It's your data from the private sector. It's the data from in-theater and our theater systems. And so because of that, DoD took the last year to integrate much more than what the NDAA required, because I felt that was the right thing to do. And so I will defend, you know, the time we took, because it is what our functional users really asked for.
The same mandate applies to the VA. Laverne Council, the department's new CIO, told Congress on Tuesday that the VA won't issue its certification until 2016. She says that's partially because VA must ensure that DoD and VA are on the same page when it comes to the day-to-day implementation of the standards, but also because VA wants to build a broader data strategy that extends beyond health records.
Our veteran has more than just health data that we're concerned about. Is general active duty and other sets of data that we'll be bringing together. One of the key factors of our new strategy is starting and establishing a strong data management capability to give us a holistic look at the veteran and be able to interchange and engage with that veteran in a very different way than we do today. So for the VA, our look is not just the health. We will certify that in 2016, but broader, so that we can change the veteran's experience by having a holistic look at their information that's important and germane to the benefits, the health care, as well as the end care they receive.
Council also suggested on Tuesday that VA may once again be reexamining its overall approach to health record modernization. She and David Shulkin, VA's Undersecretary for Health, have jointly ordered a new business case analysis on the department's existing plan to gradually evolve its VISTA health record in modular steps.
What I look for, what I really want to understand with any large business investment or any system investment, like a VISTA evolution, is what do we expect to be the outcome? What are we really trying to play for? And what do we think that's going to do for us, not just now, but also in the future? We wanted to have a fact-based conversation about what the right next steps would be with VISTA. We didn't want to take it from the cuff. We didn't want to take it from pulling various data. We really wanted to go into understanding where we are today, where we're hoping to go, and will that take us where we need to go for the veteran in the future? He and I will be looking at that case and spending a concerted amount of time, just timing just didn't work out, but it's this week, to really decide on those core next steps. It's the right thing to do. It's the coherent thing to do, but we want to do it based on having real facts behind us and making sure that we're making the right decision for the veteran in long term. At the end of the day, VISTA is a clinical focused system. It is focused on the patient, and it has enabled that capability to really drive many breakthroughs. What we've got to figure out is what opportunities do we have to continue with it as a backbone, and should we be moving with different levels of technology that we haven't used before, and thinking about it differently architecturally, and thinking about it differently how the veteran should engage with it and how it should engage with the clinician.
Most members of Congress were not particularly happy with the answers they got from DoD and VA in a hearing on Tuesday. Through various pieces of legislation, they've been directing the two departments to harmonize their health records and ease service members' transition from one medical system to another since 2008. Congresswoman Ann Custer is a Democrat from New Hampshire.
This raises what I believe to be the heart of this decade-long effort and why the achievement of this goal always seems to be just out of reach. What, in practical terms, does interoperability mean to DoD, VA, and private providers? GAO refers to this as, quote, the criticality of these departments needing to define what they aim to accomplish through these efforts and identify meaningful outcome-oriented goals and metrics that indicate not only the extent to which progress is being made toward achieving full interoperability, but also the measures to which they will be held accountable.
For DoD's part, officials believe the $4.3 billion contract they awarded this summer puts them on the right track toward full interoperability with both the commercial sector and with VA, since compliance with national health IT standards were built into the contract requirements. But the system isn't even scheduled for an initial deployment in the Pacific Northwest until late 2016. In the meantime, though, Miller says DoD and VA have been working on updates to their joint legacy viewer, which lets clinicians from both departments see records in both department systems.
We've delivered four releases in 22 months jointly between the DoD and VA, focused on improving interoperability, getting feedback back, incorporating in, so I could show you, just like Apple does, just like Microsoft does, four releases, 22 months. That's actually a little faster than Apple rolls out their iPhone every year. So we have demonstrated that we can make this move faster. I think the bigger thing is we've all got to remember it's bigger than the IT, right? The IT is actually the easy part of what we're talking about here today. What we don't seem to ever want to tackle are the people stuff, the process stuff, all the things that make business systems really hard.
2 years ago, DoD and VA departed from an earlier plan which would have created a shared health IT system for both departments. The Government Accountability Office has concluded that pursuing separate IT paths only compounds the risk that they will never successfully integrate their health records.
I think what we tried to do back in 2010 was way ahead of the technology. It was a way ahead of where our processes were. It was way ahead of where we are in data. And we fundamentally set ourselves up to fail. It's not because we didn't have people that believed. It's not because I couldn't show you a pretty technology slide that shows you all these cool whiz-bang things that are going to happen. We failed for non-technical reasons. And those things are things that we have to understand and we have to deal with. That's why I think you've seen more progress the last 2 years between the two departments, because we learned from that. And now we're focused on getting our collective houses in order.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.